The next word is sometimes. Sentence. Inagda. Ya. Khaju. Kino. Breakdown. Inagda. Inagda. Sometimes, this is an adverb of frequency, meaning that the action happens occasionally, not always. It is very similar to sometimes in English. You can use it with different verbs, depending on what you want to say. For example, inagda. Ya. Chitayu. Knibi. Sometimes I read books. Ya. Yeah, I, this is the subject of the sentence, the person doing the action. Khaju. Khaju, go, this is the verb, the action of the sentence. Here, it's in the present tense, meaning that this happens regularly. V, in, to, this is a preposition, which shows the relationship between the noun. Kino. And the verb. Khaju. Kino. Kino, cinema, movies, this is the object of the sentence, the place where the action happens. English translation. Sometimes I go to the cinema. Key concepts. Adverb of frequency. Words like inagda. Tell us how often something happens. Present tense. Verbs in the present tense describe actions that happen regularly. Prepositions. Words like connect nouns and verbs to give context. Object. The noun that receives the action of the verb. Pronunciation. Inagda. Colon, E-R-G-D-A. E-R. Colon, ya. Khaju. Colon, khaju. Colon, V. Kino. Colon, kino. The next word is father. My. Otis. Pronounced Otis is a doctor. Breakdown. Otis. Pronounced Otis is the Russian word for father. The word. Otis. Pronounced Otis is masculine. The sentence uses the nominative case of. Otis. Pronounced Otis. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. Moi. Pronounced moi means my and is used in this case to show possession. Vrach. Pronounced vrach means doctor and is masculine. Translation. My father is a doctor. English pronunciation. Otis. Pronounced otis. Moi. Pronounced moi. Vrach. Pronounced vrach. Memorization. This sentence is a great example of how to use the nominative case in Russian. It also shows how to use possessive adjectives in Russian. You can use this sentence as a template to create other sentences about your family. For example, you could say, my mat. Pronounced mat is a teacher. The next word is get. Hash hash. Я получил а письмо от друга. Breakdown. Я. I, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Получил а. Получил а. Received, past tense, masculine slash feminine form depending on the speaker's gender. Pismo. Pismo. Letter, nominative case, direct object. Ot. Ot. From, preposition. Druga. Druga. Friend, genitive case, object of the preposition ot. Meaning, I received a letter from a friend. Key concepts. Gender agreement. the past tense verb. Poochil, a. Poochil, a. Changes depending on the gender of the speaker, masculine. Poochil. Poochil. Feminine. Poochila. Poochila. Cases. The nouns in the sentence are in different cases depending on their grammatical function. Er. Nominative case, subject. Pismo. Nominative case, direct object. Druga. Genitive case, object of the preposition or ter. Pronunciation. Er. Ya. Like, ya, in, yard. Poochil, a. Poochil, a. Like, poochil, a. Pismo. Pismo. Like, pismo. Ot. Ot. Like, ot. Druga. Druga. Like, druga. Variations. Ya poochil pismo. Ya poochil pismo. I received a letter, masculine speaker. Ya poochil pismo. Ya poochil pismo. I received a letter, feminine speaker. On poochil pismo. On poochil pismo. He received a letter. Ana poochil pismo. Ona poochil pismo. She received a letter. English. Get slash letter 261 open air t slash Russian. Poochit. Poochit. To receive. The next word is decision. The English word, decision, translates to. Rishenyi. Rishenyi, in Russian. Here is a sample sentence. Он принял решение уйти с работы. Он принял решение уйти с работы. Breakdown. Он. Он, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Принял. Принял, took, past tense, masculine, singular, of the verb. Принимать. Принимать, to take, to accept. To adopt. Решение. Решение, decision, noun, neuter, nominative case. Уйти. Уйти, to leave, infinitive verb. С. With, preposition. Работы. Работай, work, noun, feminine, genitive case. The sentence translates to, he made a decision to leave his job. Key concepts. Cases. Nouns and pronouns in Russian change form depending on their function in the sentence. Verb conjugation. Verbs change their endings based on the person, number, tense, and gender of the subject. Variations. Решение. Решение can also be used in the plural form. Решение. Решение. Decisions. The verb. Принимать. Принимать has various forms and tenses. Pronunciation. Решение. Решение. The e in the first syllable is pronounced like the e in bed. The second syllable, she, sounds like the she in she. Принял. Принял. The I in the first syllable is pronounced like the I in machine. Уйти. Уйти. The I in the first syllable is pronounced like the I in machine. English. Decision. Decision. Russian. Решение. Решение. The next word is table. The word. Стол. Pronounced, стол, means table, in Russian. It is a masculine noun, meaning it takes the masculine gender ending when used in a sentence. The word stol, pronounced stoli, is the plural form of stol, and means tables. Here's a sentence using stol. Na stoli. Ljetekniga. Pronounced na stoli. Ljetniga. Na, pronounced na, is a preposition meaning on. Stoli, pronounced stoli, is the prepositional case form of stol. Pronounced stol, which means table. Ljete, pronounced legit, is the present tense form of the verb to lie, in the third person singular form kniga, pronounced niga, is a feminine noun meaning book. This sentence translates to, there is a book on the table. Key concept. The prepositional case is used in Russian to show the relationship between a noun and a preposition. In this case, the word stoli, pronounced stoli, shows that the book is located on the table. English, table. Stol, pronounced stol, Russian. Stol, pronounced stol, table. The next word is certain. Hash hash. Определённый. Breakdown. Определённый. Means certain or definite in Russian. It is an adjective that agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Определённый is the masculine form, pronounced определённый. Определённый is the feminine form, pronounced определённый. Определённый is the neuter form, pronounced определённый. Example sentence. У меня есть определённый план. Pronounced, у меня есть определённый план, translation, I have a certain plan. Key concepts. Gender and number agreement. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Pronunciation, the stress in определённый. Определённый is on the third syllable from the end. Learn. Translation. Certain. Определённый. Определённый. The next word is forward. The word forward in English can be used as an adjective, verb or adverb. The Russian word вперёд. Вперёд can also be used as an adjective, verb, and adverb. It is pronounced вперёд. Let's start with the example using the adverb forward in English. English, the cat walked forward. Russian, кот пошёл вперёд. Кот пошёл вперёд. Breakdown. Cot. Cot means cat and is pronounced cot. Пошёл. Пошёл is the masculine past tense of the verb идти. Идти, which means to go. The pronunciation is пошёл. Вперёд. Вперёд means forward and is pronounced вперёд. Important. When talking about movement, the Russian language often uses the preposition в, which means into or in. Вперёд. Vipert is a combination of V and Yurt. Per-yurt, which means front. Variations. There are many ways to express the concept of forward in Russian. Vpyurt. Vpyurt is a very common one. Other options include Vpyedi. Vpyedi is pronounced Vpyedi. Vpyet. Vpyed is pronounced V-pyre-wide. Translation. Forward. F-yurt. V-per-yurt. Cat. Caught. Caught. Went. Pashol. Posh-yurl. The next word is main. The main point of the lecture was about the history of the Russian language. Glavny. Pronounced. Glavny. Point of the lecture was about the history of the Russian language. Glavny. Glavny is the masculine nominative singular form of the adjective. Glavny. Glavny, meaning main or principal. It is one of the most common adjectives in Russian. You can also use this adjective in other grammatical cases. Glavnoy. Glavnoy, feminine nominative singular, the main, for example. Glavnoye. Tema. Glavnoye tema, the main topic. Glavnoye. Glavno, neuter nominative singular, the main. For example, Glavnoye. Dela. Glavno dilo, the main thing. Glavnych. Glavnych, plural nominative, the main, for example. Glavnoye. Sobytie. Glavnoy sobytie, the main events. Remember, the ending of the adjective. Glavnoye. Glavnoye will change depending on the gender and number of the noun it modifies. English, main Russian. Glavnoye. Glavnoye. The next word is die. The word die in English can have a few different meanings in Russian. Here is a sentence using the most common meaning of die in Russian, which is to pass away. On umif poshlam godu. English, he died last year. On. English, he, pronounced. On. Umi. English, died, pronounced. Umaya. English, in, pronounced. V. Proshlam. English, past, pronounced. Proshlam. Godu. English, year. Pronounced. Go do. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender. The word ge or de is masculine, so the word per or shael yerik batkoye changes to per or shael or m in this case. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are very important and cannot be ignored. The preposition ve means in and is used here with the word ge or deu. Other meanings of die. Umiret. English, to die, pronounced. Umiret. Smirt. English, death, pronounced. Smirt. Umirat. English, to be dying, pronounced. Umirat. Hint. Learning the Russian word for die is important, as it is used in many different contexts. Be sure to practice using the different forms of the word in sentences, and practice your pronunciation. The next word is bear. The word bear in English can be translated to medved / medved / in Russian, It is a masculine noun, so it changes its ending when used in a sentence. Let's take a look at this in the following sentence. Нарисная пушки мы увидели медведя. Slash нарисная пушки мою романтик сдали медведя slash. Breakdown. Slash R slash, on, at, in, preposition. Лесной. Slash лесной slash, forest, adjective. Опушки. Slash опушки slash, edge, feminine noun, dative case. Мы. Slash my slash, we, pronoun. Увидели. Slash you Roman 6 July slash, saw, verb, past tense, plural. Медведя. Slash медведя slash, bear, masculine noun, accusative case. Meaning, on the edge of the forest, we saw a bear. Key concept. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, bear, is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb, saw. Variations. Медведь. Slash medved slash, bear, nominative case, singular. Медведи. Slash медведи slash, bears, nominative case, plural. Медведя. Slash медведя slash, bear, accusative case, singular. Медведи. Slash медведи slash, bears, accusative case, plural. Pronunciation. Медведь. Slash medved slash medved. Лесной. Slash лесной slash лесной. Опушки. Slash опушки slash опушки. Мы. Slash my. Увидели. Slash you Roman 6 July slash you Roman 6 July. Медведя. Slash медведя slash медведя. Let me know if you have any other words you'd like to learn. The next word is cut. The word, cut, in English has many meanings, and can be used in various contexts. Let's look at one example in Russian. Sentence. Он разрезал яблоко на четыре части. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, pronounced as, own. Разрезал. Cut, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced as, разрезал. Яблоко. Apple, noun, neuter, pronounced as, яблоко. На. On, into, preposition, pronounced as, на. Четыре. Four, numeral, pronounced as, кайтайрай. Части. Parts, noun, feminine plural, pronounced as, chastai. Meaning, he cut the apple into four parts. Key concept. The verb, cut, in this sentence is in the past tense. We use the past tense in Russian to talk about actions that already happened. Variations. Разрезать. To cut, verb, infinitive. Разрезанный. Cut, past participle, masculine singular. Разрезала. Cut, verb, past tense, feminine singular. Разрезали. Cut, verb, past tense, plural. Pronunciation. Разрезал. Разрезал. Яблоко. Яблоко. Части. Частай. English. Cut Russian. Резать. Резать. The next word is himself. Onsamsdelalto. Он сам сделал это. Breakdown. Он. On, he, nominative case. Сам. Сам, himself, this word is invariable, no declension. Сделал. Сделал, did, masculine past tense, singular. Это. Ato, this, neuter nominative case. Meaning, he did it himself. Key concepts. The word Sam. Himself can be used to emphasize that someone did something on their own without any help. The use of the masculine past tense of the verb did is because the subject is masculine. On. He. Variations of the word himself. Sama. Herself, feminine. Sammo. Itself, neuter. Sammi. Themselves, plural. Pronunciation guide. On. On, like, own, but with a short, o, sound. Sam. Sam, like, same. Zero. S-I-L-O, the, S, is pronounced like, S, in, C, and the, D, is similar to the, D, in, K, but with a slight, Y, sound before it. The, L, is pronounced like, L, in, light. Eta. Ato, like, Ato. English, Russian translation, himself. Sam. The next word is who. English. Who is that man? Russian. Кто этот человек? Кто этот человек? Breakdown. Кто? Кто, who, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Этот. Этот, this, masculine singular, agrees with. Человек. Человек. Человек, man, person, masculine singular, nominative case. Question mark. Key concepts. Nominative case. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. Кто? Is the subject in this sentence, so it's in the nominative case. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and pronouns agree in gender with the noun they modify. Этот. Is masculine singular to agree with. Человек. Word order. In Russian, the word order is more flexible than in English. The subject can come after the verb, but in this sentence, it is before the verb. Pronunciation notes. Кто. Кто, the, K, is pronounced like the, K, in, kick. The O is pronounced like the O in go. Этот. Этот, the E is pronounced like the E in bed. The O is pronounced like the O in go. The T is pronounced like the T in time. Человек. Человек, the chair is pronounced like the CH in chair. The yeah is pronounced like the E in bed. The ka is pronounced like the K in kick. The o is pronounced like the O in go. The ver is pronounced like the V in vine. The yeah is pronounced like the E in bed. The ka is pronounced like the K in kick. English. Who, pronoun, Russian. Кто. Кто. The next word is available. The word available in Russian is доступный. Pronounced доступно. The sentence is эта книга доступна в библиотеке. Pronounced эта книга доступна в библиотеке. Эта, эта, is the feminine nominative form of the demonstrative pronoun эта or те, этот, which means this. Кенига, кенига, is the feminine nominative form of the noun кенига, кенига, which means book. Теоступна, доступна, is the feminine nominative form of the adjective теоступнерик раткое, доступна, which means available. Ve, v, is the preposition ve, v, which means in. Bebeliotekaye, bibiliotiki, is the feminine locative form of the noun bebeliotekā, bibiliotiki, which means library. The sentence means, this book is available in the library. The adjective beostupenierukatkoye, can also be used as a masculine form, and neuter form as well, and has other forms of adjective declension, for example beostupenogeo, dastupnaga, beostupenomu, dastupnamu beostupenierum, dastupnum, etc. Available, English, equals beostupenierukatkoye, dastupna, Russian. The next word is especially. # especially. Russian sentence. On a sobina lubit chitat knigi po istorii. English translation. He especially enjoys reading books about history. Breakdown. On. Pronounced. On, he, subject pronoun. A sobina. Pronounced. As sobina, especially, particularly, adverb. Lubit. Pronounced. Lyubit, loves, verb in present tense, third person singular. Chitat. Pronounced. Kaitat, to read, verb in infinitive form. Knigi. Pronounced. Knigi, books, noun, plural. Po. Pronounced. Pa, about, preposition. Istorii. Pronounced. Istorii, history, noun. Key concepts. Osobina is a versatile adverb that can be used in many contexts to emphasize something. It can be placed before or after the verb, but it usually comes before the word. Osobina has a few variations. Vasobinasti. Pronounced. Vasobinasti, especially, particularly, more formal. A subliva. Pronounced. Asobliva, especially, particularly, informal. Notice the use of the infinitive form of the verb. Chitat. After the verb. Lubit. This is a common pattern in Russian for expressing liking or disliking something. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the stress in Russian words is typically on the last syllable, unless otherwise indicated. Pay attention to the vowel sounds, as they can differ from English pronunciation. Practice saying the words slowly and carefully at first, and then gradually increase your speed. English, especially Russian. Osobina. The next word is strong. The Russian word for strong is sinui. Pronounced silnui. It can be used to describe a person, an object, or an emotion. Here is a sentence using the word sinui. On byl ochin sinui. On mokrihto podnat tajeli yashik. Breakdown. On. Own, he. Byl. Byl, was. Ochin. Ochen, very. Sinui. Silnui, strong. I. E, and. On. Own, he. Mok. Mog, could. Lichto. Lyakka, easily. Padnat. Padnat, lift. Tajerui. Tajilai, heavy. Yashik. Yarshik, box. Translation. He was very strong, and he could easily lift the heavy box. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective. Sinui. Strong, must agree in gender with the noun it modifies. In this sentence, the noun. On. He is masculine, so we use the masculine form of. Sinui. Sinui. Adverb of degree. Ochin. Very is an adverb of degree that modifies the adjective. Sinewy. It tells us how strong the man was. Variations. The word sinewy has a feminine form, sinaya. Clnaya, and a plural form, sinewy. Clnii. Pronunciation. Sinewy. Clnii, the stress is on the first syllable. The L. L is pronounced as a soft L sound, like the L in the English word lion. The next word is rise. The sun. Vaschodit. In the east. Breakdown. Vaschodit. The third person singular present tense form of the verb. Vaschodit. To rise, grammar. Subject, sun, plus verb, rises, plus prepositional phrase, in the east. Key concepts. The verb. Vaschodit. Is a reflexive verb, meaning it uses the reflexive pronoun. Sa. To indicate that the action is performed on, or by the subject. In this case, the sun rises on itself. The pronoun is included in the verb, so it is not listed separately. Vaschodit. Is used for things that come up naturally, like the sun, the moon, or a balloon. For something like a person getting out of bed, you would use a different verb, such as vstavat. To get up. Variations. Vaschodit. Present tense, third person singular. Vaschodila. Past tense, neuter singular. Vaschodila. Past tense, feminine singular. Vaschodila. Past tense, neuter singular. Vaschodish. Present tense, second person singular. Vaschashu. Present tense, first person singular. Pronunciation. Vaschodit. 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 Translation. Vaschodit. Rises. Vaschodit. To rise. English. The sun rises in the east. Russian. Солнце восходит. Navostokaya. The next word is girl. The word girl in Russian is девочка. Pronounced девочка. It is a noun and is used to refer to a young female. Here is a sentence. Девочка играет на улице. Pronounced девочка играет на улице. Breakdown. Девочка. Girl, subject of the sentence. Играет. Plays, present tense, third person singular verb. На. On, preposition. Улице. Street, noun, object of the preposition. Translation. The girl plays on the street. Important note. Russian is a gendered language, so nouns have genders. The word девочка is feminine. Variations. Девушки. Pronounced девушки is the plural form of girl. English. Girl slash pronounced girl. Russian. Девочка. Slash pronounced девушка. The next word is maybe. The word maybe in Russian can be expressed in several ways, depending on the context and desired level of formality. Here is a sentence using the word возможно. Возможно. Which means maybe or possibly in English. Возможно. Завтра будет дождь. Breakdown. Возможно. Pronounced возможно is an adverb meaning maybe or possibly. Завтра. Pronounced завтра means tomorrow. Будет. pronounced BOODET, is the future tense of the verb to be. Dosht. Pronounced dosht means rain. Translation. Maybe it will rain tomorrow. Key concepts. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this sentence, возможно modifies the verb. Будет. Future tense. The future tense in Russian is formed using the auxiliary verb. Будет. Followed by the infinitive form of the verb. Variations. Может быть. Pronounced M-O-J-E-T-B-Y-T is another common way to express maybe, and it literally means it could be. This phrase is more informal than возможно. Вероятно. Pronounced вероятно means probably, and is a more formal way to express maybe. English to Russian. Maybe. Возможно. Slash. Может быть. Slash. Вероятно. The next word is community. Hash hash. Сообщество. Студентов. Влияет. На. Их. Учебный. Процесс. Breakdown. Сообщество. Subshastvo. Community, this is a noun, meaning a group of people who live in the same place or have something in common. Студентов. Student of. Students, this is the genitive plural of. Студент. Student, and means of the students. Влияет. Влияет. Influences, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Влияет. To influence. На. На. On, this is a preposition indicating direction. Их. Их. There, this is a possessive pronoun referring to the students. Учебный. Учебные. Educational, this is an adjective describing the process. 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 Process, this is a noun referring to the learning process. Translation. The community of students influences their learning process. Key concepts. Genitive plural. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. The genitive plural of nouns ending in enter, ter, ter often ends in or where. Present tense. Russian verbs in the present tense change based on the subject of the sentence. Prepositions. Prepositions like на, on, are essential for showing relationships between words in a sentence. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the stress in Russian words can be tricky, and is not always predictable. Pay attention to the soft and hard signs. Мяк и знак. And твердый знак. As they often affect the pronunciation of the preceding consonant. The vowel. Е. Is often pronounced like the E in yes. The letter. Ша. Is pronounced like the SH in ship. English and Russian word translations. English-Russian pronunciation. Community. Сообщество. Subshastvo. Student. Студент. Student. Influences. Влияет. Влияет. On. На. 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 Их. Их. Educational. Учебный. Учебные. Процесс. 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 The next word is else. The word else in English has a few different meanings, but the most common is otherwise. Let's look at a simple sentence. English. If you don't study, you will fail the exam. Russian. Если ты не будешь учиться, ты провалишься на экзамене. Breakdown. Если. Pronounced, если, means, if, and is part of the conditional clause. To. Pronounced, to, means, you, and is the subject. Не будешь учиться. Pronounced, не будешь учиться, means, will not study, and is the verb phrase within the conditional clause. Будешь is the future tense of to be, and учиться means to study. To. Pronounced to means you, and is the subject. Провалишься. Pronounced провалишься means will fail, and is the verb phrase. На экзамене. Pronounced на экзамене means on the exam, and functions as a prepositional phrase. Alternatively, we can add else to the sentence. English. If you don't study, you will fail the exam, else you will regret it. Russian. Если ты не будешь учиться, ты провалишься на экзамене, иначе ты пожалеешь об этом. Breakdown. Иначе. Pronounced иначе means otherwise or else. This is a very important word to learn. It is often used in Russian as a conjunction to introduce an alternative outcome. To. Pronounced, to, means, you, and is the subject. Пожалеешь. Pronounced, пожалеешь, means, will regret, and is the verb phrase. Об этом. Pronounced, об этом, means, about this, and is a prepositional phrase. Key concepts. Conditional clauses. This is the part of the sentence that begins with if. In Russian, this usually involves the word если. Conjunctions. Иначе is used to connect two clauses in this sentence. Translations and pronunciations. Else. Иначе. Pronounced иначе, otherwise. Иначе. Pronounced иначе. The next word is particular. Hash hash a sentence using particular. English. This particular book is very interesting. Russian. Эта конкретная книга очень интересная. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, feminine, singular, nominative case. It's the subject of the sentence. Конкретная. Конкретная, particular, feminine, singular, nominative case. It describes the book. This word is from the Latin, concretus, and is commonly used in Russian when you want to emphasize something is specific. Книга. Книга, book, feminine, singular, nominative case. Очень. Очень, very. This is an adverb modifying the adjective, interesting, and emphasizes the degree of interest. Интересная. Интересная, interesting, feminine, singular, nominative case. Key concepts. Case, the word. Книга. Is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. Книга. Is feminine. Adjectives agree. The adjectives. Конкретная. And. Интересная. Are in the feminine gender and singular form to agree with the noun they are describing. Variations. You can change the word knigga to a masculine or neuter noun, and the adjectives would change to agree. Этот конкретный фильм очень интересный. This particular film is very interesting. Это конкретное событие очень интересное. This particular event is very interesting. Pronunciation. Конкретное. Конкретное. Con, like, con, in, cone. Crate, like, crate. Nayer, like, nay, in, say. English translation. Particular. Конкретный. Конкретное. Masculine. Конкретное. Конкретное. Feminine. Конкретное. Конкретно. Neuter. Interesting. Интересный. Интересное. Masculine. Интересное. Интересное. Feminine. Интересное. Интересно. Neuter. The next word is role. The word role in Russian is roll. Pronounced roll. It's a feminine noun, so it takes feminine endings. Here's a simple sentence using this word. Она играет важную роль в этом проекте. Она играет важную роль в этом проекте. Она. Она. She. Играет. Играет. Plays. Present tense. Third person singular. Feminine. Важную. Важную. Important. Feminine adjective. Agreeing with Эролиери. Роль. Эролиери. Role. В. In. Этом. Этом. This. Masculine. Referring to проекте. 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 Project. Translation. She plays an important role in this project. Key concept. Nouns in Russian have gender. This affects the endings of adjectives and verbs that agree with them. In this sentence, эролиери is feminine, so важную and играете take feminine endings. Variations. Роль. Roll, roll. Роли. Роли, rolls, plural. Pronunciation. Roll. Roll, roll. Играет. Играет, играет. Важную. Важную, важную. Проект. Проект, проекти. The next word is like. The word, like, is very versatile in English. It can be used as a preposition, verb, adjective, and even an interjection. In Russian, it can be translated using several words, depending on the context. Let's look at some examples. 1. As a preposition, similar to. I like to eat pizza like. Как. / как / my mother. Breakdown. Как. / как / is a preposition that means, like, as, or, how. Sentence meaning. This sentence implies that the speaker eats pizza in a similar way to their mother. Variations. You can use the preposition. Подобно. / подобно / which means, similarly to, or, like. Подобно. / подобно / is more formal than. Как. / как / Translation. Я люблю есть и репетицию как моя мама. / я люблю есть пиццу как моя мама. / 2. As a verb, to enjoy, to be fond of. I like. Нравится. / нравится / to read books. Breakdown. Нравится. / нравится / is a verb meaning, to like, or, to enjoy. It is an impersonal verb, meaning it's used with the dative case. Sentence meaning. The speaker expresses their enjoyment of reading. Variations. The verb. Ubit. / ubit, / can also be used to express liking, but it's stronger and more emphatic than. Nravitsa. / enravitsia / Translation. Mnye neravitsia chitate irika nigei. / ni enravitsia chitat nigidot / 3. As an adjective, similar to. The dress is like. Takoi. / takoi / a flower. Breakdown. Takoi. / takoi / is an adjective that means, such, or, like this. Sentence meaning. The speaker is comparing the dress to a flower, emphasizing its resemblance. Variations. The word. Pokoji. / pokoji / can be used as well. Pokoji. / pokoji / is more formal than. Takoi. / takoi / Translation. Pelate iriete akaoye, kakatse veyete oka. / platai tako, kaktis metokdot / 4. As an interjection, similar to, wow, or, oh. Like. Nu. / nu / that's amazing. Breakdown. Nu. / nu / is an interjection that expresses surprise, excitement, or agreement. Sentence meaning. The speaker is expressing excitement, or enthusiasm. Variations. There are many other interjections in Russian that can be used in similar situations, such as. Ogo. / ogo / wow. Vau. / vau / wow. Uchtu. / uktai / wow, and. Neplocha. / neplocho / not bad. Translation. Nu, ete ope ote ya esa yushcha ye. / nu, ito potria se ush, exclamation / Remember that these are just a few examples, and the exact Russian translation will depend on the specific context in which you use the word, like. By understanding these variations, you can more effectively express yourself in Russian. The next word is join. The word join in Russian can be translated using the verb присоединиться. Присоединиться. It means to join in the sense of becoming a part of something or someone. Let's look at an example sentence. Я хочу присоединиться к вашей команде. Я хочу присоединиться к вашей команде. Breakdown of the sentence. Я. Я, I, pronoun, pronounced, я. Хочу. Хочу, want, verb, pronounced, хочу. Присоединиться. Присоединиться, to join, verb, pronounced, присоединиться. К. К, to, preposition, pronounced, к. Вашей. Вашей, your, possessive adjective, pronounced, вашей. Команде. Команда, team, noun, pronounced, команда. Translation. I want to join your team. Key concepts. The verb. Присоединиться. Присоединиться is a perfective verb, meaning it describes a completed action. The preposition. К. К is used to indicate direction or movement towards something. The possessive adjective. Вашей. Вашей agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Команде. Команда. Variations. Присоединяться. Присоединяться, to join, imperfective verb, describes an ongoing action. Pronunciation. Присоединиться. Присоединиться, price o ye delete sire. Ya. Ya, ya. Kachu. Kachu, kachu. Ka. K, k. Vashui. Vashai, vashai. Command. Commander, commander. English translation. Join, join. Russian translation. Prisaidin itsa. Prisaidin itsa. Prisaidin itsa. The next word is difficult. This task. Akazaras. Ochin. Trudai. Akazatsa. Means, to turn out to be, and is a verb that takes the infinitive form. Boot. To be, in the past tense. Ochin. Means, very, and. Trudai. Means, difficult, the feminine form of the adjective. Trudnui. In this sentence, the adjective is in the instrumental case, which is used to modify the noun, and show how the noun acts, or appears. The sentence is in the past tense, and the verb, akazaras, is conjugated in the feminine, singular form to agree with the noun. Zadacha. Task, which is understood, but not explicitly stated. This is a common way to express that something was more difficult than anticipated. English translation. This task turned out to be very difficult. Akazaras. Akazaras. Turned out to be. Ochin. Ochen. Very. Trudnoi. Trudnoi. Difficult.